الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Still continue about the questions yesterday. I did not finish it. The brother asked, he married a woman from 5 years ago and he has a children from her, but he married her without mahr, dowry. If this marriage is valid or not? That is the question the brother asked. And all of us, we need to collect these questions, and you may find this question, inshallah, on our website. Because the Muslim community dealing with their own fatawa. They don't actually go and search. They don't ask imams, and they go for that. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, it could be happen. We used to have some people married their daughter to someone without dowry. He could be a student, because he's a student, he did not finish his education yet. Or he could be alim, knowledgeable scholar, and the father want to favor this great alim or this great scholar or this student to marry her, to his daughter, to him without any dowry. فَاشْتَرَطُوا عَدَمِ الْمَهْرِ. When they make the contract of marriage, the man, he said, the father, الولي, you know, we have no wali, there is no any valid marriage. Again, we will repeat it 400 times. There is no any wali for the girl, there is no marriage will be valid. So الولي, you could be the father, the uncle, the son, the brothers, and the grandfather from the father's side. From the father's side. أولي العصبة من الرجال. أولي العصبة من الرجال, meaning the father and all those who came from his, the father's side, like the uncle, like the grandfather. It could be like brother, something like this. So the wali. But at the time of marriage, what did he do? The scholar sit down in the front of him, ask his daughter, and he knows he's a great man, he's a great scholar or a student. He's still under education. So what did he do? He said, زَوَّجْتُكَ بِإِبْنَتِي بِدُونِ مَهْر. I let you marry my daughter without mahr. That is the condition at the time of marriage. The man, he married already. After 5 years, he have children. But he never give dowry to his wife. The question again, if this marriage is valid or not. To answer this question, we have to deal with two cases. The first case is ignorance. Supposed to be the wali, the father, or the man who married his daughter, both of them are ignorant, they don't know the sharia, so we will tell them the answer is, you must renew this contract again. The contract is of marriage is not valid. And the ulama doesn't consider this zina. They don't consider it as a zina. So what he has to do? 5 years, 10 years, he married a girl, and the father that time, he gave it to him without any dowry. This is wrong from the father. This is wrong from the groom, the one who married a girl. Both of them are guilty. But let we say they are ignorant. They don't know. Islam doesn't charge them like they commit zina. It cannot be a zina because they are ignorant. Somebody does something in Islam and is ignorant. We cannot charge him. We cannot charge him for zina or anything else. Now, what we should do? Bring both of them again. The man, the father, the wali, or the one who made the contract of marriage, the wali, and the groom, and we make the contract of marriage again, and we obligate the groom to give a dowry. Wallahi, it's very easy. Even ya akhi, few dollars. in order to practice the sunnah. What is the evidence for that? We don't have an option. This is not opinion by come from Sheikh Mustafa or some scholar. Doesn't. This is the Quran. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وآتوا النساء صدقاتهن نحلة آتوا النساء صدقاتهن نحلة and give the woman the bridal money, the dowry at the time of marriage, give it to them with good heart. Good heart. You have to give it to her, even if you don't. Yeah, Abdul Rashid, we have to say, like, he's poor. And the girl, she agree about him. She love him. She need to marry him. And the father, he found him is a good man. If I tell him, come and pay $100, this is like, this is difficult. You go for marriage. You don't have money, akhi, to support your wife, don't marry. Because the hadith is clear. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يا معشر الشباب O youth, young, من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج. Who's able financially, go and marry. What about he doesn't have? ومن لم يستطع and if he cannot offer or support her financially, فعليه بالصيام فإنه جاء. Go and fast, it will be full protection for him. You don't have money, you don't have to go and marry. Many people came and married the girl. They said, I give you the Quran. Your dowry is the Quran. What is the best more than the book of Allah? Give her the Quran. La. You are foolish. So the Quran, we know that is the book of Allah. But every, could you imagine, Sheikh Ali, everyone to want to marry a girl. And he give her Quran. The whole ummah give the girl the Quran. Subhanallah. What is the dowry is? Dowry, it's equal to enjoy the girl. Therefore, you must pay a dowry. In order to enjoy the private part of the girl, that's equal to that. And this money, he must give it to her, not to the father. Sometimes the father, he take it and give it in the pocket. Alhamdulillah, I marry my daughter. What does your daughter take? Nothing. The dowry deserved, you must give it to the girl. Because that's what she gave. She gave her virginity. She gave her private part. Him, her private part. That means she deserved this dowry. Any time, any money agreed upon between them. It could be 100. It could be 100,000. It's upon the agreement between them. It's upon the situation financially or financial status for the groom to be agreed upon. But don't let it go without. So the case is, the brother, he married 5 years without dowry. If we say this is because both of them, both of the body, the father who married him and the groom, both of them are ignorant, we will tell him, no, it is not a zina. What we should do, bring them back, put them together and make a new contract of nikah. And the man, he should give his wife dowry. Anything actually he could be able, inshallah ta'ala. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said in the end of the ayah of Surah An-Nisa, فَإِن طِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ نَفْسًا فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيئًا مَّرِيئًا. Surah An-Nisa. If the woman, for example, the man, he agreed to give his wife $10,000 dowry. If we say example. He said, I want to give $5,000 in advance and $5,000 later. I don't have the money right now because I'm going to buy something else. I'm going to buy furniture. I'm going to rent a house. I'm going to buy whatever. So he's ready to pay half of the dowry in advance. And later on, they made agreement to pay the $5,000 after marriage. If we say this example. Now, the man, after he tested the fruit of the woman, and after the woman, she tested the fruit of the man. So what happened is, he told her, honey, I love you too much, but our difficulty, you see, my expenses for the house is too much, and so on, so on, so. The woman, she has right, everything in her hand. Ah, he's a good man, he's a trusted man, I love him, I see him, he supports me, he supports my children, he's very good. So she is the one voluntarily, without any forcement, Ya Sheikh Ali. Without any forcement, to tell him, okay, inshallah ta'ala, I leave everything for you. That's actually enjoyed. Take all groom, take the rest of the dowry, but by permission. But not to come to the woman and tell her, hey, listen, if you're not gonna leave this money, I will divorce you. I will punish you. I will so and so. A woman here in the masjid here, a brother, a sister used to come here to the masjid. She's not here in this masjid before. The man, and he has a good job. He's a doctor. But what happened? He bought a house for her, and they have a good financial. Yeah, he's a good financially. Yeah, he has a job. Good job. So what happened is, he left the woman for 1.5 years. He did not support her at all. And he said, she asked him, don't live with me. You are not live with me anymore. You don't support me anymore. I pay all the rent by myself. You leave me with all of these expenses. And why you don't divorce? He said, I'm not going to divorce you. Why you don't want to? I get involved in this case. And I start to speak with them. I told them, why you don't? I figured that they take agreement in the contract of marriage to pay her dowry $100,000. $100,000. Because to be honest with you today, also the marriage became like a big business. How many people actually travel today to marry and he come back? Why you don't marry a son? You told me I'm going to marry. He said, are they asking me for $50,000 deposit for her? I have to buy a house for her for $400,000, $500,000. I have to buy, I don't have all this money. So it will be a reason for this man to be in corruption or to commit sin. The marriage became very costly. So the doctor, he did not exactly divorce his wife because he owed her $100,000. Then I told him, come on, you cannot leave the woman without marriage like this by herself. So and so, I'm going to separate the woman from you. Actually, let's call it khul'a. Khul'a, if the husband in Islam fail to support his wife financially and her children, if she had the children, if he's not able, even if he became sick, the woman in Islam has right to go for asking for divorce. I don't want to divorce you. Why? Because if he divorces her, Sheikh Ali, what's going to happen? He has to pay what? $100,000. That's why he left her hanging in the air. So what we have to do, I told him, I'm going to inform you right now. I'm going to make the khul'ah for this woman because you are an oppressor. You cannot leave the woman. He said, do whatever you like. So he gave me what? The permission and the khul'ah. The woman, she's not going to stay 3 times of menses for idda, but the khul'ah for iddatul makhlu'ah, 1 month. Only the idda will be 1 month for the one whom we separate her from her husband because her husband failed to support her financially, or he became a disobedient, drinking, gambling, whatever is. Woman has right in Islam to ask for divorce, so and so and so. So dowry are deserved to the girl, even with a little money. If we tell you to go on 100 or 500 or 1,000, is not too much. You're going for marriage. But don't deceive the girl. But the second case, if at the time of the contract of marriage, they said, the man, the father, he said, I will let you marry my daughter without dowry. The groom, he asked her, I know there has to be dowry to be paid. He said, I don't want anything from you. And the groom accepted to marry his daughter, and both of them, they know the hukm. Both of them, they know the rule. If this marriage will be done, this will be considered zina. Some of the ulama must, if both of them agree about that, to be actually beating and not to be stoned, because this is less degree than this. Wallahu tabaraka ta'ala a'lam. That is what the ulama, inshaAllah ta'ala,
clear it for the mark. Anything related to this before we leave? Move to the second question. Still you have questions or is not clear for you? So the dowry is a must, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said also in Surah Al-Ma'idah. It's not only in Surah Al-Nisa. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5, Ayah number 5. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والمحصنات من المؤمن المؤمنات والمحصنات من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم محصنين غير مسافحين ولا متخذي أقدان. What does that mean? First, the man, when he looking for marriage, he has to look for a muhsana, chaste woman. She's known in the community. In the community, she has a good manner, came from the good family. To go and marry, you cannot go and have a marry with a bad behavior, misbehavior. And you said, because she looks very nice, her eyes, we don't have this business in the Islam. In Islam, if you marry, you must marry the chaste woman, the religious girl, she pray, he pray, practice in the Islam, come from a good family, those who believe the system of Islam. Now, at the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this ayah, first, al-muhsanat, the chaste woman from the believer. If I don't find the chaste woman from the believer, I go for who? وَالْمُحْصَنَاتُ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And the chaste woman from those who received the book, or the people of scripture, those who received the book before you, it's been the Christian and Jew, must be muhsana. Muhsana meaning she is the chaste woman too. You don't go and marry a girl who is minujib, walking in a street naked. You cannot do that. A man, a brother here, he came and I met him around in Broadway, and he walked to me to the masjid. He told me, my brother already married a girl from Hindus. And he said, I love her, I cannot leave her. I mentioned that in the khutbah one day. He married her from Hindus. This is zina. He should be stoned, both of them, in Islam, if you are under the Islamic Sharia and under Islamic State. You cannot do that at all. So the condition to marry even the girl from the people of the book, to marry her, has to be what, Ya Abu Rashid? Muhsana. Chaste woman. Good manner, good behavior. Accepted the system of Islam. To be ruled in her house. So also she deserves a dowry too? If I married her Christian and Jew, she deserves a dowry too? Yes, same thing. Allah, he said the second part of the ayah. محصنين غير مسافحين. When they marry, the man has to be also in good manner, to be good behavior. He's praying. He cannot marry your daughter for a man he's not praying. He must be praying. He must practice the Islam fasting, pay the zakah, and you have to examine him. That's why we made the before marriage a period of what, engagement, to study him and to study her, and so we can make our decision if this marriage will be valid or not. How many Muslim married their daughter for somebody who doesn't pray at all? This one, ya'uzu billah, tariku as-salah kafir. The one who leave as-salah purposely is kafir. You cannot marry your daughter to him at all. We have a lot of disaster when a Muslim girl became like Mary. I receive a mail. Email, Allah. And a girl, actually she married. She married she asked advice. She put our website. I receive a lot of questions from all over, sometimes from out states. She said, I love him and so and so. I made the agreement to marry, but he's not a Muslim. SubhanAllah. He's not a Muslim. You talking about, you do have power to say, to ask a question, I'm going to marry a non-Muslim? I say, of course, exactly. This is zina. I answer here, this is zina. It's adultery. You cannot do that at all. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. So, must also give dowry for the girl from Ahl al-Kitab. You tell her, our system in Islam, I have to give you money. Give her any money, gift. That is called in order to ensure the girl. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala a'lam. Inshallah. الولي for the girl, if she is Christian or Jew, yes, we need a wali. But if she's still Christian or Jew, her wali will be from her family member, father or brother.
But if this girl converted to Islam, her father or her brother or her uncle did not qualify anymore to be her wali. Because Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Verily your wali is Allah and his messenger and those who believed. So we choose for this girl, the Christian and Jew, we choose a wali from where? جماعة المسلمين, a good person who are known, is respectable like Brother Sharif. If we're gonna have the next marriage, a girl, she win a marriage, actually we're gonna choose you to be the wali for the girl. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala inshallah give you success inshallah. Jazakumullah khair, subhanakallah wa hamdik, shalwa la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.